Hi everyone, welcome to Sedona Patriot. My name is Matthew Tuccheroni. We are in lovely uptown Sedona, Arizona today. We are doing our first pop-up this Sunday. We're at Creekside Coffee, supporting our local coffee shop here in Sedona. We had a little bit of technical difficulties today on location, so we had a great video going and then it died 5 minutes into it. So we're going to redo everything, but hey, this is all about the experience and learning and growing pains. But anyways, it's an awesome day. It's an awesome Sunday. I have Andrew Daniel Cates on the show today. He is a medicine musician. He's amazing. He's so talented. And I'm here to present Andrew, medicine man here. So tell me about being in the music industry, but having a different message, right? You have a totally different message that you give to your audience, and that's the love vibration frequency, right? So let's talk about that frequency. What's the love vibration frequency that your guitar is tuned to?
Okay. Yeah, well, first of all, thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome,
for
brother.
Having me on the show. And yeah, what's up, y'all? Hope you're doing great out there, feeling good, and staying on the high vibe as much as possible. So as far as like the musical medicine and what it means and the vibration, it's really like putting music out there in 432 hertz, which is the natural frequency on Earth. So like Mother Earth, like everything happening here in nature is 432. And that's why when we go on a walk out in nature and disconnect from the, you know, the matrix and whatnot and get tuned into that matrix, it's so healing and calming because we're just getting tuned in to the natural frequencies, you know, which is ultimately like love, you know. So anyway, it's interesting about the music industry and where we're at right now and in this whole like we've just entered in the age of Aquarius, which is all about the age of truth, you know. And we just came out of an age of being like believing, and the way I see that is like believing in anything, which in so many cases, like pretty much believing in lies. And so
yeah, pretty much so,
you know, just like the wool pulled over our eyes and like being mind controlled on all these things as we've been brought up ever since, you know, we were born, and then, you know, grown into the family structures and all the things, the economy, and just all the facade of what we think is actually real. When right now, that's why everything's so turned upside down, because we're questioning the actual reality. Like, what do we believe truly? What's even true anymore? To like break those old structures down to see what's actually real. And so with the music industry, for instance, I realized after being in Nashville and you know, being like a musician, like an industry musician, you know, playing shows, doing all the cover songs, you know, everyone wants to hear something that's like familiar and whatnot. Every time I played songs for people, I wasn't speaking my truth, and I would actually feel my vibration lower because I was playing a song that was like recorded in like 440 hertz or had some sort of agenda on it or in it, because you could feel it. And every time I did that, I realized it like put me closer to my truth, to where pretty much now I only play all of my own original material. And when I do play music, I always play in 432 hertz. So I record or tune my guitar to 432, which the industry standard is 440. And that's actually a distorted frequency. And like when you go deeper into it, it's a distorted frequency because the way the music actually affects the brain, it distorts your mind ultimately. And it's like actually like makes us more segregated. And so it is a form of like mind control. And that's why like there's just so much super vulgar, disgusting music out there that people think they like and they don't know otherwise, because that's all they've been given. And so me as a musical medicine artist, it's like I'm singing songs of truth, healing from the journey and the things that I've gone through to be able to heal from them, and then write songs about that, which is has everything to do with my soul frequency and like recording the music or playing it in 432 hertz, which just opens the channel for, you know, the spirit to come through and ultimately deliver the medicine. You know, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do on a soul spiritual level. So the more I'm in alignment with my truth, and like the more my channel's open, the more the medicine can flow. So every time I write a song, which most of the songs, when I'm truly writing from like love, compassion, and a place of surrender, it's pretty much effortless. It's like really spirit coming through and crafting these songs, versus like when you're writing in an industry standard, it's very controlled and structured because it's got an agenda behind it. So it's not real. If you know what I mean, it's not like truly coming from your heart and soul. It's coming from a space of like, you know, how many views or like how much money can we make off this, you know? Like, you know, and then of course, like a lot of these songs, like I'm traditionally more in like country music, but I'm a breakout artist, so I like all kinds. And that was another thing too, is like breaking my ego mind that was so conditioned on this structure. And once I broke out of it, I had to go find myself. So it's really been a full circle about coming back to the soul essence and the truth of like, why am I personally here, you know? And which is confusing, but it always comes back to the music, because every time I play, it's my medicine, it's my gift. And so it's to be shared. And it doesn't matter about, you know, what change was like. It doesn't matter about the money or any of that stuff. It's truly about the offering and like being of service to humanity, because I do have the gift, so I have a responsibility to share. And so that means I, through my personal healing, it's my responsibility to heal my wounds and traumas, and then create or, you know, deliver the songs, the music that I can share with others who may not have a voice or know how to express the emotion, but they hear the frequency of the song and they resonate, and then they can actually have it can open up that space for healing, which is cool, because last Wednesday, literally just past Wednesday, I witnessed it again. It was just super divine, right? All these little things happen that are just like, well, that's why I had that gig, you know? It's like, I'm not like an entertainer anymore necessarily. I'm really like, that's part of it. But I'm not here to entertain people. I feel like entertainment is just kind of done right now. It's really a time of healing. It's time to just like let go of the fucking masks. take off the freaking masks.
Take them off.
And it's not even
they're
like,
garbage.
It's like not even the literal masks. You know, it's like that is a truly a metaphor we're seeing for how actually deep that goes on a spiritual level of like people truly scared to be themselves. And I'm even dealing with that. It's like, wow, it's time to be totally honest with ourselves and everybody and everything. Otherwise we're just living a lie, and it's just, there's no more time for that. And so it's like, that's why I feel this urgency of like, I need to share the music however it wants to come out. It doesn't matter. Like a lot of people, like when I play music out live, who are, they're manipulated under like the spells. Like, you know, for instance, The Show, The Voice, American Idol, America's Got Talent, all those things are...
Yep. So we have our backup camera because one camera just went out, so we're gonna be looking here now, everybody.
That was hilarious. Like, that was such a good idea to have the other recording device.
I know, but I think for the first 8 minutes we're looking up like this, but you know what, whatever, we're so going with it. It's going up on our channel. We just
here.
Lost the camera, so it's all good.
That was some comic relief, though.
Yeah, well, I guess that's prompted me to switch over to the next question. So, you know what, Andrew? I've been to a couple of your shows. Mm-hmm. I've been to Synergy when Music Box is going on at 8. Is it 8 p.m. on Thursdays?
It's, usually like 7 and 9.
7 and 9 on Thursdays at Synergy Cafe, guys. Check it out. They do Music Box every Thursday. It's amazing. But like I was saying, Andrew, I've listened to you many times. I've been to a lot of your shows. You've came to our events here
He's
in
awesome.
Sedona. Thank you, brother. Thank you. So is he. He's amazing.
Thanks.
My question is like, so you promote this Love Frequency, the 432 vibes and everything like that, but I know that you have a story. You know, you tried your luck in Nashville at first. You tried the mainstream route for a second, right?
Uh-huh.
What's your experience with that, and how has your life become different now that you've left the mainstream portion of the music industry and decided to become your own independent person, mm-hmm. your own independent musician?
Totally. Yeah, it's so interesting because that was a big part of my personal awakening when I did go to Nashville, because I went to Nashville. I wanted to go, but what it took me to finally get there was like my mom, you know, she was really sick and she passed away, and I needed to go. So many things happened. So, but that pushed me over the edge where I was like, I just got to go. And I did. And when I got out there, that's actually when my healing started. It was the first time I was like really ever alone away from anybody that I know. So it forced me to really face my stuff. And a lot of things happened in that time, but I still had a will to keep going. Under the impression I was like there for this dream, you know, and that's not even really what it was about. But while I was there, I got pulled into the circles because there was something about me that really wanted it, and it was manifesting. And so I had an opportunity to write songs with some pretty hit songwriters. I got to go to Curb Records and write songs. I was invited to this, pretty much country superstars triple number one song party, and I was able to pitch a song to him and his record executive or his producer. And that was a moment where I was there and I had this realization that I was like, wow, I'm in it, you know, like this is it, it's happening. But I wasn't in alignment with it because I felt there wasn't like a truth there. I didn't feel like my heart was connected to that. Like my soul was like, yeah, you're here. Is this really what you want? Because this isn't your highest truth, you know? And ultimately, I became so disconnected out there. The only thing that made sense was coming back to Arizona. Because what I found when I was out in the industry, it's like, it's, you know, it's just totally controlled. It's an industry. You know, the chances of you, like, getting a song out there is just so slim, you know, because it's so tight-knit. And when I started realizing this, I was like, wow, you know, it's really about who you know, and it always comes back down to that, right?
Right.
And so the message I got after that, when I left there, I came back to Arizona, which started a whole nother like pilgrimage, and which sent me to Utah for quite a while, and ultimately ended up back here in Sedona for the first time, where I moved here and was called, because I started doing a lot of medicine work with plant medicines, and through that work helped free me in so many ways to where I realized like I'm just supposed to be an independent artist and keep the music free, because when you put the constraints on it and it's got to be a certain way or look a certain way or sound a certain way, it's no longer like free. It's no longer for liberation. It's for an agenda, in which the agenda is, you know, multifaceted, ultimately about money, and, you know, to like serve an audience and like get more, you know, build more economy or whatever around usually the alcohol industry and all these industries that lower your vibration. And I realized that too. And it's like, so through the musical medicine, going back to 432 Hertz, when I discovered that and started recording music and playing it, and that totally just changed my life, because it allows the soul to come through. And so as far as like me in the industry, I just don't support the music industry. There's a lot of stuff out there that I just, you know, I just don't even recommend like anyone like listening to anymore, you know. But that's a personal awakening. Once you know the deeper mind games going on, it would change your mind to change. But I didn't want to go back to like something that happened on Wednesday, which was like, it was magic, you know. But I was playing a show in the village of Oak Creek at the Hilton,
yep,
Shadow Rock Grill. I'm setting up, and this woman just kind of like enters, you know, the room, and she's like, "Oh, what are you going to be singing, Andrew Daniel Cates?" And I was like, "I'm going to be singing songs about love, life, and good times, you know." And she's like, "That sounds great." So she sits down, right? And so she's like, "I'm gonna listen for a little bit." So I start my show, and, you know, tune the guitar. I start playing, and the first song I play, because I'm just feeling it, you know, I'm tuning into her, and I play the song I wrote called "Love Is Medicine." As soon as I start playing,
my all-time favorite, by the way, "Love Is Medicine."
Same here. It's so good. So I start playing it, and it's like immediately just pulls her in, and she just gets super emotional, like in the most beautiful way, just having a huge heart opening, you know. And I'm watching this the whole time, and it's just like me and her. Like, I was supposed to be there. She was supposed to be there. What was amazing, when I found out that her and her husband were there, and they came up from Phoenix to celebrate their 20th anniversary, because they got married in Sedona, which was like, you know, 20 years on that day, before, you know. But I just thought it was so beautiful, because I was delivering the message and the medicine, and they were just like loving it, dancing, ended up like having the best day ever. Told me I made their anniversary, and I was like, well, you just made my whole day. But it's things like that yeah, happen when you get to witness it, you know, where you're like seeing someone really being vulnerable, and you're seeing each other, and it's like, and that's what I mean about no more masks, you know. It's like there was no mask there, it was just authenticity. And that's what I see in conjunction with the musical medicine, is like the music industry, it's so fake. It's you know, just that's what it is, that's what I see. And then whereas me going through that, I've had to realize that myself, like, wow, I've been that. I've been totally just living a lie, you know, like not my truest self, you know. And it's like, I can't explain to you who that is, but I'm working on it, you know, I think we all are. But to be more real and vulnerable and able to, like, show yourself and like, remove your ego and allow your heart to come out, to be honest, you know. And I deal with that all the time. It's so interesting, you know. And it really depends on the crowd too, like when I'm playing to people. But it's really amazing. Like last night I got the chance, a lot of people showed up, and I was able to finally get into that space where I could really share some deeper truth. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, like, you know, playing at this wine tasting room, you know, it's called Burning Tree Cellars. It's really nice. Wine's delicious. But anyway, you know, there's a couple comes in there, and it's like this couple, like, they want to hear live music, and they want it their way, right? It's like about what they want. And they like wanted to hear, something that I do, which I kind of quit doing, but I did it last night, which is like I asked them if they would like to request a song. And usually when I do that, it doesn't make me feel good, because then they ask for like some ridiculous song, and then I end up trying it, you know, and I'm like, sure, I'll go. And it's just a reminder, because it ends up lowering my vibe. And then I realize, like, okay, I'm just serving what they want versus like giving them what they need. And that's the distinguishment between like the truth and the lie. You know, like the entertainer, like being in service of humanity, but in the right way versus like just giving something somebody wants because it's their like ego desire versus their like soul heart desire.
So it's kind of like almost like, I would say, you know, being a people pleaser. It's,
yeah.
You know what happens
exactly.
when we're a people pleaser.
And that doesn't feel good.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It makes me just like cringe, like, no. Oh, I did it again, you know? And it lowers the vibe, it distorts the reality, and then you're giving your power away to this person that you don't even know.
Well, yeah, because essentially you facilitate healing, you know, through your medicine, through your music and things like that. So when you're people pleasing, knowing what they actually really should be taking, but you're adhering to their requests, and it's doing a disservice to themselves, it's doing a disservice to your journey as a healer, a person, a profession of the healing arts. So that's something that I have to remember as well.
Likewise.
In my field, being an activist.
Totally.
I'm trying to hear everyone's, you know, thoughts and trying to hear their concerns, you know, and making sure that the message that my organization as an activist as well, that we're trying to really focus on, making sure that that focus stays in the focus of activism. I know people get afraid of activism and they get afraid of that word and things like that. So they want to make suggestions and try to change things, which is great. I take all suggestions all the time, just like you do with listening to your audience and, you know, requests for different songs. But at the same time, it's like, we have to stay on our focus too.
Mm-hmm.
We can please a little bit, but if we please too much, then we're doing everybody a disservice at that
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's huge too. Like it's like, for instance, at my shows, I maybe do like 2 cover songs now, you know, there's a level where I will take requests, you know, and if the vibe's right and it's like the songs are right and I can do it. And in that sense, because I am playing in 432, and I do play the songs in my own way. But then sometimes there's these songs that people will choose, and it's weird because it's like, it's called Stump the Band, because it's like actually someone like kind of wants to get under your skin in a way and see if you can pull it off and like maybe try and embarrass you. I've actually noticed that. But anyway, I'm glad I do those things because it's a reminder to me to get back in alignment with my truth. It's just a reminder like, okay, this doesn't make me feel good. It's not what we're supposed to be doing here. All right, cool. Glad that happened. Let's move on. Let's sing the songs that wants to come through in this personal setting. And like every show is never the same. They're always different. Every song is never the same. I never do the same song ever. It's, you know, it's always an energetic expression of where you're at in that moment, which is amazing because depending on the level of the healing in the song, where I'm at, for instance, like Love is Medicine, it just like still continues to open my heart, you know? Where there's other songs where I can play them and I'm very like empathetic with them, but I've already gotten what I needed out of them. And then there's some other songs I've pulled out of the closet that I kind of lost there for a minute. And they're coming back now, and I'm sitting with them and realizing that there's still something there. You know, it really hits a chord in me. I was playing a song just the other day and just started crying. You know, I was like, dang, yeah. It's you know, there's lots of medicine in there still. So it's really a beautiful gift that not everyone's gonna understand. You know. Or understand, even these like industry musicians. Like there's a total, my friend Bearby, our friend.
Bearby, we love you.
Hey, what's up?
She'll be on a few episodes this week. We actually have 5 episodes lined up for the week. But
yeah,
anyways,
cool.
Continue, brother. I'll get to that afterwards.
It was cool. Like when we met, you know, shared my music, and you know, she just really admired it and shared a gift with me about it, pretty much about like embracing myself and like me as like, you know, like famous, right? I've had to cleanse my ego and realize like I need to accept myself and my gift, and it's like if that wants to happen, then like so be it. But the only way it's gonna happen is like because I'm being true and honest, and I'm showing up for the gift and doing it in a fully authentic way. And I just thought it was really amazing, because she said something to me which was like, I am a part of the new group of musicians moving into this new age of Aquarius and like the fifth dimension, breaking away from this old paradigm and stepping into this new reality that we're creating as we're in this like huge reset. And that's what I mean right now, is not everyone's gonna get this like wisdom or information about what it means to be a musical medicine artist, but because it's deep, it's something that's like so needed in the world, because everybody on this planet who's ever listened to the radio or watched TV is under mind control, you know, and not everyone's gonna understand that either, you know. And so the system, it needs to die. Like, the music industry needs to die. That's what I feel in so many ways. And what needs to happen is more of us independent artists that are authentic really need to get out there and just speak the truth through the music. And that's what I know I need to do, versus like just speaking truth, you know, like this. I can speak my truth through music and have a way much more of an impact. And that's been a huge lesson for me this year with the whole lockdown and everything and all of the information coming out, you know, and just being irritated and wanting to like speak your mind and opinion. And what I did was actually I was digging a grave for myself as an artist, because I was negatively impacting the way I should be speaking the truth,
right?
You know, and the way I can actually reach an audience positively and share that stuff is through the music. So that was a big lesson for me, which I'm grateful for, because it brought me back to the music and it brought me back to the heart center and why I'm doing it, you know. And knowing that not everyone's gonna get it, but what's beautiful about the music and the secret, which is 432 hertz, is that everyone conditioned to 440, which is mostly everyone on this planet who's listening to the radio and, you know, all this pretty much like bullshit mainstream like shit. it's
garbage.
It is 440
is garbage. It's trash.
It's total trash.
Like, Barbie's gonna love this. tell her.
God.
1, 2, 3. Exactly. 440 is
trash.
Garbage.
Like, just throw it out in the dumpster and light it on fire, trash. Because, you know, and like, people think they like that, but the only reason they like it is because that's all they're being fed. And you feed somebody something that's horrible over and over again, and that's it. Eventually, they're going to learn to love it because that's all they know.
Kind of like how our lovely government loves to feed us, and we become dependent on the government, and then we don't really like it, even though we know that being dependent on the government's a bad thing. However, we do it over and over and over again with these government programs, yeah, and these, you know,
yep,
the bullshit, the other garbage that, yeah, we're talking about. They implement all these government programs and people become conditioned to depend on the government. That's why during a crisis right now, like during the pandemic, they're looking at the government to save us. I'm with that one.
Yeah.
Government's not going to save you from any illness. Nope. It's not going to save you from anything. Save yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even like waiting for a savior. And the reality of the awakening too has been to awaken to the fact that we are the savior. And the only thing we can do is be the change. And the only way we can make an impact in the world is making sure we're elevating our vibration and healing ourselves, which is taking accountability for all of the wounds and traumas and things we were born into that we grew up with, you know. And as an adult, it's like our responsibility to heal. And that's been big for me, which is, you know, like there's so many songs I've written this past year in alignment with this, which is like a new one I just wrote that is in conjunction with another one, but it's called We Are the Light. And it's a reminder, and it's like, you know, there's truly no more running. It's time to face it all. And there's no more hiding either. There's nowhere we can hide from this. There's nowhere we can hide from ourselves. Because every time we try and run away, it's just our dark shadow just following us. It's just, I gotcha. And you're just like, no, you can't see me. And, it's just like, oh, I'm right here. I'm right here. I've been here all along. And you're like, you know, and so it's like, just turn around and look at yourself in the mirror and just realize we're it. It's us right now. That's all we got.
No more spiritual bypassing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's like another level of that too, which is like, you know, constantly consuming like spiritual plant medicines. You know, it's like, if that's not even the way either, but you know,
a lot of light workers though, they feel like if they ignore what's going on here in the 3D, you know, I just had Nicole Frolic on my channel a week ago, I believe, and she said it so beautifully. Nicole said, we are still living in the 3D, but we're accessing 5D consciousness. Yeah. We're multidimensional beings. We can access different levels of consciousness from the 3D, but we need our bodies, as Nicole said. We need our bodies. We cannot forget about the 3D. We are still living in the 3D. We didn't come to this planet to ascend into 5D with, what, leaving our brothers and sisters behind? Mm-hmm. Like, we still have to play with the 3D. Why? In the 3D, you have a body.
Yeah.
You need this physical body to encase the light.
Exactly.
So failing to recognize the problems that are going on in this earth right now by continually being in 5D consciousness. And I mean, I go to ceremonies too, like ecstatic dance. And there's a new earth ceremony that happens every Sunday at 6 p.m. is Dave and Sharon's new earth ceremony. You've heard about Dave and Sharon. So they have a new earth ceremony on Sunday. Potluck's at 6, doors open at 7 for ceremony. And I sometimes attend that. I haven't attended in a very long time. Mm-hmm. But like, I go once in a while because that does help. I'm not going to lie. I love it. It's great. I suggest going. Deva and Sharon in this community do wonderful things. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful things. So please check out the new earth ceremonies on Sunday if you're in Sedona. 6 p.m. potluck, 7 p.m. doors open. But to get back to what we're talking about, going to those continuously, like on a daily basis, and failing to recognize, you know, the other stuff is...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just no more running or like this outside seeking. I've noticed a lot of people will like do the... There's a certain way to do it. Like, I was gifted to, like, you know, I was brought by spirit to meet, like, to work with this shaman, and it was, like, totally divine. And things that happened in that time, it was that time for the medicine and the ceremony, and it was done in a very sacred way, which has really been the whole realization for humanity as a collective to remember the sacred way, you know, like the conjunction of our body, spirit, connection to, you know, Mother Earth and God and all things that are sacred, which, you know, Mother Earth, if you want to call it a planet, but it's like really a star, and it's a daughter, you know, it's this beautiful, like, feminine goddess consciousness of the mother that, you know, like here in Sedona, it's so evident, you know, when we're tuned into it, we're so provided for, and the lessons come as they need, but it's never nothing we can't handle. You know, and I see collectively with the blinders on is right now it's like a lot of people questioning like their reality because the mask is starting to come off, and it's like shedding the skin that's been the illusion. It's like Wizard of Oz, right?
Right.
The man behind the, you know, the projector, the man without clothes, like he's really just a scared little boy. You know, and that's what's been going on is it's so deep, too, because on a collective level, you know, we all have childhood traumas, abandonment issues, you know, feeling betrayed and fucking super wounded.
Betrayal? Never experienced that in my life. Like,
we just like so badly want to hold on to this, like, you know, to give ourselves this like justification to be in that space. to stay there instead of, you know, just being with it and like accepting it and then moving forward with the healing process of which is forgiveness. And that is huge. It always comes back to forgiveness. The only way to love is like we have to forgive all things done ourselves and everybody else. And that was the big thing I learned through working with like ayahuasca, for instance, in Wachuma. It brought me into the spirit very close to feel that. And like even through working with that medicine, I met Jesus Christ, like literally, like came through. And that's when I knew it was real. You know, I knew like this is not just like, I'm not just hallucinating, you know, I'm experiencing outside of this body, the multidimensional realities. And I was, you know, in a really dark time, and like Jesus showed up, didn't say anything. There's no vocals, but he was telepathically communicating with me. I could hear him speaking to me, but it was, you know, with his consciousness. And it was just the most amazing feeling I've ever felt. And it just reminded me that everything is okay. And everything is within me. I'm perfect as I am. I was created as I was supposed to be, and I'm exactly who I am supposed to be. There's nothing to worry about. You know, I'm just on the journey and taking it as it comes. And it was just, I always remind myself of that. And I do tune into, you know, like Jesus Christ and that consciousness, even though I don't go to the church, you know, because it's so real that it's more of a spiritual realization. And that's what's interesting is like I don't get into the Bible much because the wisdom's already there.
I love this. You know, I love that you said that, because I said this last week on a show as well with Barry. You know, I don't read the Bible either. But I'll tell you what though, I am so connected and so close to Jesus Christ and God Himself. Because why? It's a knowing, it's a gnosis, it's a download. You know, I ask for information, and synchronistically, you know, things will show up that I've asked for, and verses that are like someone's reading or sends me something. So it's like when I ask to receive, God will give it to you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why totally. Is the Bible a good thing? To me, the Bible has been written, but it's been bastardized by man. Mm-hmm. It's been pulled apart, picked apart,
manipulated.
Thanks for helping me. I was trying to think right now. It's such a hard topic to talk about, but for me, I ask, I receive. It's easy. Yeah. It's easy as that. If you really tap into that heart center, and you know.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting you say that too, because here's another thing with like the spiritual egoism, I call it, where it's like we're trying to subscribe to an identity of our purpose and who we actually are, and so our ego attaches to these belief systems or like a spiritual way or some sort of spiritual knowing to serve us in that time, to like ground us into having this idea of we know why we're here and purpose, and this is the way and this is the answer, this is the only way. And through all that stuff, I realized, I was like, no, it's not. It's that may be a belief system in the multidimensional reality that there's so many ways to source or to God. And I'm so grateful for my Cherokee bloodline and my lineage, because through, you know, like it's funny, like Barbie keeps coming up because she gave me a download, and it's something I had already kind of been, had been flowing through, and I wasn't sure, but I was like kind of sure. And then she gave me like the full, like, yeah, total like acknowledgement, which is like being a rainbow warrior. And, you know, it's like the rainbow warrior prophecy when you look back, regardless of the Bible or any of that stuff. What I discovered, and through working with the medicine, the plant medicine, and my teacher at the time, it really came through as being a rainbow warrior and reconnecting the rainbow bridge. And that's what we're at right now. And so what I knew, I've always been different, like an outcast, a black sheep of my family, you know, just never fit in, you know, always trying to fit into these things that just was never going to work, you know, and my soul would just be dying. wanting to go home. And so that was beautiful about being in Sedona, because I've met so many like rainbow warriors, you know. Here we are.
That's right.
and really what that is, it's like on a soul level, carrying this like very important soul essence, which is our vibration. And it's a high vibration of love to bring in higher consciousness, to be as star seeds on the planet, to be way showers of the rainbow bridge, to connect the consciousness back to the way it's truly supposed to be. The rainbow bridge is like the bridge of love, you know, and like removing ourselves, coming from hell, like Satan and all that stuff, and leaving that, letting it go, and just that's going to absolve and be gone. And then we walk into the new world, you know, the new earth, the 5D, which is like love and liberation. And that's what comes out through my music. You know, it's all about love, light, and liberation, you know. And it's like, what's interesting when I'm channeling, for instance, like, you know, talking about being connected to God or source, when we're open, you don't need to go to church to do that. You know, it's like you're already in it. When you're open and you surrender, you get the downloads wherever. You can get them in the middle of a city, the most toxic city. If you're open and connected, you'll still be connected, because anywhere we are, we're connected inside, you know. Whereas, like, of course, being in nature is like the best, because you're super tuned in. But you know, a lot of my music comes from that, from these really sacred places, and that's what comes through in the musical medicine about like being a rainbow warrior, for instance, and the rainbow bridge. It's all about love and liberation, forgiveness, and letting go, and like rising above, to remember to be like, we're warriors of the light, but we're not here to fight. It's not a bloody battle anymore. It's a battle of truth, and standing in our power and our truth, our authenticity, our soul mission, you know, and like standing up ultimately for God. And that's what we're doing here. And that's a reminder. And I know a lot of us, we do get, you know, in a way scared, or we're like scared of the judgments we're going to face. You know, as an artist, I've actually denied myself of my own truth because of that, of the judgments of others. I didn't want to be portrayed. And so I realized, I was like, well, I'm not serving God right now, because I'm scared.
You're scared of your own success. I think, you know, we've all been afraid of our own success.
Yeah. Totally.
There's a lot going on lately, and I'm like, what's going on?
And that's another thing. It's like another program in this reality, you know, that we've been conditioned that we can't be successful, or we can't have these things in a positive way, and that we don't deserve it. And that's that whole old system. It's like based on being a sinner, and you don't deserve it. And it's like, I don't fucking subscribe to that anymore.
No.
You know, like, we are deserving of everything on a soul level. We're deserving of love and, you know, success in a positive way that nourishes our reality, so that we can vibrate and give back and serve humanity, you know, which is, you know, ultimately like serving the Most High. And that's another gift, you know, which is my another awakening with the music. And which, you know, for instance, a big lesson I learned was like almost 2 years ago now, which was after moving here, winter was setting in, and I had been camper banning it, you know, just like humbling myself, minimalist lifestyle, you know, which gave me a lot of time to focus on music and healing. And but anyway, as winter was setting in, freaking blizzard came through Sedona and just like shut the whole town down. And I was like, you know what, I feel like I need to go see my brothers in Florida where it's nice and warm. So I went on this epic trip, and along the way, like, there was just so much amazing magic was happening, you know, just on a spiritual level, just very tuned in, listening to all the signs, and just, it's crazy to talk about. But ultimately, on that journey, though, I had a little bit of cash that got me all the way out there, and along the way, I just played music. And I would go, when I was in Florida, I'd stand on street corners in places that were, you know, it was like happening down there. In Florida, usually in the wintertime, it's like, it's a party, you know?
It is.
and it was great. You know, I'm playing there, and on the freaking street corner, me and my guitar and my battery powered amp, and I'm just amplifying, you know, just tuning in. And I would like tune in with a little ceremony prayer before I started. And I'd always ask, like, please show me the way to the magic spot. Where is it happening? Where am I supposed to be? And I would always be guided to this like certain spot where it was like the epicenter to broadcast the music, you know?
Right.
So I was playing in 432 and I would just, I would go out there for like, you know, hours at a time, 3, 4, 5 hours, play on these street corners for like, you know, 3 to 4 days a week. And that's what was furnishing me to be out there that whole trip. And it taught me about just having faith. And that was like a lesson of like the fifth dimension. It was like complete faith that as a creator, you'll be provided for as long as you're like doing, giving your gift and you do it fully. As long as we give it like our, you know, 111% without doubt and fear, because we coming from a knowing, that's where the magic is, where it's like when you know it's you're doing the right thing and you're giving it your all because it's your truth, you're totally going to be provided for. And that's the thing, is like clearing the 3D reality, which is like the doubts and the fears, like we're not going to be provided for. But that was a big lesson for me with the musical medicine, that I could stand on a street corner, you know, and make like $200 to $300 a day.
That's
just
awesome.
Singing the truth, you know, and that was pretty magical. So grateful for that lesson.
Awesome. Heck awesome. Yeah. Well, so looks like we're getting down to closing out the show very soon, but you know, I did a Christmas message episode on Christmas morning, and this is why I wanted to have you on the show, because this is the post that I read on the last episode. This is Andrew here. He's the guy who wrote that post, and I read it on the channel, you know, talking about forgiveness and everything and going through our spiritual awakenings. You know I've had a lot of family problems throughout the last few years, and you know, talking about forgiveness and the love vibration and tuning your guitar to 432, you know, I want to close on this note. I prompted me, brother, to send out a message to my family. I haven't been all that nice over the years, and you know, going through a spiritual awakening, if you're not going through a spiritual awakening, it's really hard to understand where our mentalities are at. Some people may think we're crazy or we're going bazooka, whatever you want to call it. Bonkers,
here.
Yeah.
Senor Bonks.
You know, I felt the need, you know, you inspired me through that message to get on and just send a heartfelt message to my family in New York State.
That's awesome.
We all know what's going on in New York State.
Yeah.
We have a crony up there by the name of Andrew Cuomo. Not this Andrew. This is good Andrew over here.
Yeah, not evil.
No, you're definitely not evil, brother.
No, far from that.
You know, but not... I'm not going to lie, and I'm going to say this publicly. Not one single family member reached out to me. Not a thank you. Nothing. And you know, it's been a battle for the last 3 years of my family, and they just don't understand my lifestyle.
Yeah,
but you put out that love and forgiveness, and it's like almost people are so programmed from this government of ours, this worldwide government that we have going on our planet right now. They're so programmed and so muzzled that they don't know how to even receive love anymore, or receive an apology, or receive forgiveness. And, you know, no one reached out to me, and, you know, I got upset. I sent out a text message, and, you know, didn't receive one of my family members well, but it brought me back to a point, and it's like, gosh, you just did so good getting on your show and apologizing, but then you were brought back to a point, and, you know, now it's like, I feel like my family now, we're in two different realities. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's coming to a point where we are being asked to walk away from certain things. And for me, my journey, and this is it, I'm walking away from my family once and for all. I can't get them to love me the way I want them to love me. I've been trying for 33 years. But your message, though, gave me closure.
Mm-hmm.
It did. It gave me that final closure. I said my piece. It didn't receive them well. That's their own.
Yeah.
That's their own
exactly.
fault.
Exactly. Has nothing to do with you.
Has nothing to do with me. I said my piece. So, you know, that's it. So I want to thank you brother, for helping me close something that I've been trying to close for 33 years.
Amazing.
So now I can fully move on, and I have my soul family right here, brother.
Yeah, man, bring it in.
I do. You're my family, man.
Thank you.
We're soul family.
Soul fam.
Soul tribe. The tribe. So listen.
I wanted to touch in on that real quick.
Yeah, let's do it. We can go an hour and 15 if you want. Andrew's going to close out with the Love is Medicine, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, with that, I feel like, you know, maybe like what you're just explaining is something I've definitely worked through, and a lot of us, like black sheep of the families, you know, like the healers of the families. We were born into these families that you know, have gave us these opportunities to discover ourselves and our truth. And a lot of times we like try so hard to be accepted and to be loved, and like we never get what we want out of that. And because it's actually showing us that, you know,
Trump 2020.
Because we're here for something.
Want to jump on our show real quick?
I'm starting a podcast.
Are you really? See, this is why we're doing pop-ups, guys. Because this is why.
That's smart.
Awesome. Cool.
Declaration Dane on Instagram.
What's it called?
Declaration Dane.
Declaration Dane,
yeah,
on Instagram.
And my podcast is going to be the Declaration Defensive.
Declaration Defensive. All right, and we're on YouTube. We're on Spotify and Anchor too. As just, it's Sedona Patriot.
Sedona Patriot?
Yep.
Awesome. I'll check you guys out.
All right, guys. Cool. Awesome. See?
Yeah.
Promotion here. All right, so let's get back to it.
Anyway, like, you know, the whole black sheep, healer of the family, outcast, you know, like, we, like, spend so much time just, like, feeling like, you know, going through, it's like the betrayal, the abuse, the trauma, feeling unloved or undeserving of love, and then we try and reach out. We try and, like, you know, prove ourselves to these people, but they never love us truly how we deserve to be loved, because truly we're on a higher vibration and they're not meant to wake up necessarily. And they've given us everything. They've actually given us so many gifts to stand in that truth and to walk away. But the big lesson there is like Ho'oponopono, which is to forgive, to thank them and then forgive them. And then we could still love them from a distance, because actually when we take that responsibility, thank them and forgive them and walk away and love from a distance, we, like what you did by sending that message, is planting a seed of healing for them. They may not give you anything, they may not send you a text back, you know, so it's like, you know, no expectations on that, but if anything, it planted a seed. So you're taking the high road, and maybe down the way later on in life that seed will blossom and they'll actually, like, they'll have an awakening, and then, you know, potentially come back and talk to you about it or not. But maybe at least you planted a seed, which is part of the mission as like a healer, you know, of like the healers of our family, you know. So there is lots of beauty in that, you know. And it takes, like, I've had to do that too, distance myself from my family, and I only kind of keep in touch with certain people now. Especially now, it's like this divide is so great that it's hard to connect with people that aren't on the vibration that we're trying to get to. And if it's lower and they're on a whole nother reality, what I've learned is I'm just no longer going to lower my vibration to fit someone else's reality, because that's not good for the rest of the world. So, you know, that's where we just, you know, let bygones be bygones and walk away and say, I love you. Thank you. You know, I'll love you from a distance, and it's okay. It's all okay. So.
Wow, thank you for that, brother.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we're going to end with Andrew closing us out with Love is Medicine. I do want to give you guys an update for the week coming up. So Andrew was my first interview this week. We actually have a few others lined up. I'll have Kurt Galbach on the show as well this week. He will be running for mayor of Sedona in 2022. He'll be coming on tomorrow. And we have Dr. Heyman. She's a natural homeopathic doctor over in Camp Verde. We're getting on this Thursday to discuss a topic. She wants to set up a round table. I have Dennis Mills coming on this Tuesday. He is going to be discussing about the American Assembly and getting rid of your United States incorporation citizenship and becoming an American nationalist. believe that's it. There's a lot. I have about 5 interviews lined up this week, guys. Awesome. Oh, and Bear V and I are going to be getting on the show, just the two of us, this Wednesday. We're going to be cutting up the newspaper. Not actually cutting up the newspaper, but the article that was written about me last week on, you know, made front page. That article.
You're famous.
They lied all over the place, and we caught all the lies. So we're going to be cutting that off, up and doing an awesome little comedy show for you guys on Wednesday. So we're going to be doing that, and then stay tuned for the new year, guys, because the new year, that's when we're going to be picking up again for our events, rallies. Andrew's been performing at some of our rallies, so once we pick up in 2021, look for Andrew Daniel Cates. How can they find you, Andrew?
Just search my full name, Andrew Daniel Cates, and last name is C-A-T-E-S. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, SoundCloud. So you can just Google my name and find me there too. But yeah, it'd be cool. I got a lot of songs on Spotify and SoundCloud, so if you want to check it out, give me a follow on Instagram. And I always release new songs on Instagram and do this thing called the Daily Musical Medicine Blessing, which I pretty much either write a song or I just do like a freestyle channel song and let it flow through.
Awesome. So listen, guys, so we're going to be doing more pop-ups like this probably every Sunday. I love doing this. This is great. You know,
we're not going to be
in the flow. We're not going to be popping up always at Creekside, but we'll be popping up around town. And I really like this addition to the show. I think we're going to make this a thing.
Got to.
You know, and also as a brother, we got to get more brothers on board. We know that the brothers, the men of this world, have been going through a lot. We know that they're awakening to their truth too, tapping into their divine feminine, which is what this world needs right now. So any brothers out there who want to participate in this, please join us. We'll call it like Divine Brotherhood or something. We'll come up with it. But
well, it's interesting because I started a Facebook thing. I've been trying to get it together, which is about the divine masculine here, and I call it Sedona Warriors.
There you go, guys. Check it out on Facebook, Sedona Warriors. Check us out on our website, SedonaStandsUnited.org, and check us out on Spotify and Anchor.fm. We have the audio version podcast uploaded on those platforms as well. I'm working on iTunes right now. I need to do it manually, so that's going to take a little bit longer, but I'm going to go ahead and shut my mouth now and let Andrew perform for you guys. This is Love is Medicine. Thank you so much, guys. Much love and light. God bless everyone out there. And stay tuned for the next episodes that are coming up this week. We have about 4 more that we're going to be debuting this week. Awesome guests. Awesome entertainment. Much love and light, guys. Thank you for watching the Sedona Patriot. Love you guys.
Perfect. Here there's a sunrise, a fire of passion burns in your eyes. Oh my. And there's a song that's blowing in on the wingtips of the wind. It sounds like heaven. It sounds like heaven. There we are, hand in hand, out on the beach sand, while the waves crash again and again, and there's no denying the way that your heart feels when it's singing back to mine, like, baby, I love you for real. Love is medicine, 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 love is medicine. Some life will bring you down. Make you believe you ain't worth a thing. I know because of my friend, I have been there a time or two. When your heart's all broken, you need someone to love you. Love is medicine, love is medicine. Love is medicine, love is medicine, yeah. Love is medicine, love is medicine. Love is medicine, love is medicine. Love y'all. Thank you.
Much love and light, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless all of you. God bless you in America. God bless this world. Namaste.
God bless y'all. Peace. Huh.